Well, I was proud of that freestyle I had earlier, man.
Yeah.
I hit Martin. I'm gonna hit you with it again.
They might have missed
and watch, I'm gonna fuck this all. Yeah. I start out and it just popped in my head. And you know I'm gonna do, yeah, give me that. Now here's a little story I got for you about two guys gonna give you a review. Now, I fucked that out, I'm sitting. I know, you know what?
The music threw you off.
The music, I did acapella before. I did it. You know what? Why am I doing this when I could just leave it to the Fresh Prince himself?
Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah. Yeah, we all remember this song right here. About how he got in trouble and almost got his ass shot. And mom had to put him in a FedEx box and send him to Bel Air.
Get you out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man. You know, generations continue to grow up on this show today.
Yeah, my kids are watching it now like it's something brand new.
Yeah, man. And I know a lot of people looking at them like, man, some shit they talking right here. They hear that, but this is 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Man, it's still relevant
today.
It's
still relevant. So sad.
Yeah, man. So being black still sucks, okay? Unless you go to Bel Air, which we ain't going to. Yeah, man. You know, not all of us can go stay with our
rich relatives,
our rich uncle and aunt in Bel Air. But Big Willie style didn't, and entertained generations of kids as it still does today. And that is why everybody's making a big deal about this reunion show. It's not a reboot. It's not a rebake, a remake. It's a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing new. They've done reunion shows a lot. You know, for classic shows, they've done that throughout the years.
Sure.
But there is something special about this that people are saying. Anytime you got at least a couple of things, when you got death and beef,
it does spice it up over the normal reunion shows.
It sure does,
most
man.
Most time they're just like, well, you know, it's a chance to have some nostalgia and think back in the day when you enjoyed this. But everybody's older now and they're not doing this anymore. And what really was the purpose?
Yeah.
But here,
well, yeah,
holy
man.
Shit.
No, people are ready to cry about somebody that is not with us anymore and ready to laugh when OG AV comes in and beats Willie's ass.
It's long overdue.
It's long overdue. That woman been mad. Ain't Vivian, boy. Ain't Vivian. She said, I'm still out here. I'm looking at you, Will. She been going in on them, man. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, man, look, if there's one thing I got to know about this reunion, can they possibly work this out?
Right.
Is this going to end in tears, hugs, or blood?
I didn't know any about the hype before this, so I didn't even know that she was actually going to be there.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, man. That you know, everybody wants to see the reunion because it's been 30 years, y'all. 30 years. And for 30 years, these are people that worked together for almost a decade.
Well, yeah, 6 years they worked
together. 6 years. Yeah, and they pretty much considered themselves
family.
A family at that time. They said, we saw each other more than we saw our actual family.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on that set more than we lived in our real houses.
Right.
So this is definitely something that people are expecting to give them not only some drama, not only some fun memories, but to give them the feels. Bring it to this emotional level that everybody felt every now and then on the show. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for the Fresh Prince of Bel Air reunion, and we will be back with our review.
You've probably seen the picture, me with the whole Fresh Prince cast. Hold on, the light's off a little bit. You've probably seen the picture. I posted it about a month ago, me and the whole Fresh Prince cast. But you're not ready for this trailer. You couldn't be ready for this trailer. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, you're welcome, Will. Thank you, Will. You're welcome. Thank you, Will. Yes, you're welcome, Will.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the president.
How crazy is it walking in here?
I've always been able to recognize chemistry.
Will and Alfonso,
from the very beginning, we're just playmates.
This is my brother Carlton. He knows we can't afford any bigger clothes, so he just doesn't grow.
He like,
man, fuck you.
He like, look at, he like, nigga, fuck you. He like, I wasn't even in the script. I mean, I know we ad-libbing, but goddamn, man. You ain't got to do that at my expense.
Nobody ever asked me if I could act.
This Joker. And you couldn't.
I had no aspirations to act.
Jeff turned down the show literally 10 times.
Will is very good at talking me into things.
They said, oh, we want you to audition for this new sitcom with a rapper. I said, pass.
You know, at the time, you're like, uppity bitch. Think you better than me, your high yellow ass. Light skinned ass. You too good for the rap.
Yes.
Tape night was special.
It was just kind of like a Friday night party.
We each grab percussion instruments.
It was a full on experience.
Yeah, yeah, all right, we're about to go on stage. The audience is out there.
It was the hottest ticket in town, as they called it.
So Carlton was Carter for real, wasn't it? It was the hottest ticket in town, as they called it.
Oh, he was doing an affectation.
Yeah, sure.
This is the heart of the show.
James Avery was this 6'4" Shakespearean beast, and I wanted him to think I was good.
How come he don't want me, man?
And I fall into his arms at the end of the scene, and he's holding me, and the shot pans off, and he whispered in my ear, now that's acting.
I didn't realize how many people we were reaching.
There will always be a piece of all of us in that living room.
Our show meant Black excellence to people. The excellence was the way that we loved each other.
I couldn't celebrate 30 years of Fresh Prince without Janet.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
Boy, left on that cliffhanger. He said, what's going to happen? Look, I don't need to tell y'all. Y'all know what this is. This is pure nostalgia right here. Look at that. They rebuilt the set. Because y'all know they took that set apart. Like
That's what happens with shows. When they're done, they dismantle the set.
They should do. They rebuilt the set. Because y'all know, like, that last episode where they left the house and took everything off the set, y'all think that Big Willie, y'all think Will Smith was the last star to leave. Everybody, more than him, everybody remembers that light switch. That light switch that he hit on his way out.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, that light switch is legendary. That's what he hit on his last way out. But they rebuilt that set. So this is all about nostalgia right here, man. Pure nostalgia, 100%, no concentrate. And so if you watch the show, this is great for you to go in here and get all these memories. At least you hope going into it. For people who didn't watch the show, that's where you got to ask yourself, is there anything there? Did you watch the show?
I watched it occasionally. I think I watched the first season, and then from there it was like a show where I would catch it ever so often or catch a rerun.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like maybe it's in that time period. It's like Animaniacs, where I know people who they're all about the show. Super fans, they live and die by it. They can tell you every episode.
Yeah.
And I was more such a very casual viewer.
I was too. I was a casual viewer. It was like this. I've seen a lot of episodes. Some of them I caught because they were on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I caught because I was at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Couldn't move, you know? This was something that I did enjoy, but I can't claim to know, have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air like some people out there do. So the question is there anything out there or in there for anybody who did not watch the show that much or was, as Martin said, very casual about it? I think for half of it, I do think that there is, because this is a real emotional experience, man. Watching this is at the beginning like watching a real family reunion. And technically it is, man. Like I said, all of them considered each other family. They saw each other for 6 years. And see, that's relatable right there, man, because we've all had that moment where we've gotten to a family reunion or there was a funeral and we didn't see people for a while.
Funerals.
Funerals a lot before a lot of those occasions. Weddings.
Yeah.
We'll throw class reunions in there too. Some kind of special thing happened where you didn't, man, you said you're going to call somebody and you didn't call them for a long time. Mm-hmm. But when you saw them, you picked right up where you left off. And everything was emotional. But that's relatable right there, man. And that you could tell that that is definitely what the cast is feeling, man. I don't think that they're doing this for the camera. I think that this is really authentic, them thinking back to all the times that they had on this show and all the time that's passed and they really didn't see each other all that much.
If this isn't sincere, this is a cast of the greatest actors of all time.
They sure are, man. And we know they all ain't.
right.
No, I'm tripping.
It totally had that feeling of whatever, you know, gathering you're talking about, of people who are a family coming back together to go over, and that feeling that they haven't seen each other in a while, but they have such an affection for each other.
Yeah.
And watching it, it's infectious. I mean, honestly, like I said, I'm such a casual viewer of the show. Yeah. I don't know all the lore, but watching it, I was engrossed and I just had feelings the whole time.
I mean, I did too. My wife was asking me, she asked me, cause I was laughing. And she said, you having a good time out here. What are you doing? And she's like, you really love The Fresh Prince, don't you? And I was like, I didn't watch the show all that much. I watched it, but I didn't watch it like crazy, like kids coming up. But I said, and I had to like, I was outside on the porch watching this. It was nice sun and everything, and I was enjoying myself. And then there were moments where them tears start coming. I had to take my ass in the house.
When they start.
I don't know. We might be talking about the same thing. Because I was going to ask you if you got there with me, man.
Holy shit, did I get there?
Man.
And I thought, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm just enjoying this. This is fun.
Yeah.
And I was just like saying like, hey, what's happening?
Are you fighting off bees or something?
Stop it. Get up. Stop it.
Don't let Big Willie do you like this, you man. Man, if you didn't watch the show, I say, give it a chance to watch this. A lot of people are hyping it up. You could probably hear about it for next couple of weeks. And if you have HBO Max, it's worth to look at for at least that part of it. Because even if you didn't watch the show, a way I can compare this or make an analogy to is, okay, imagine you have a real close friend or even better, a significant other. And you've gone around their family or their relatives. And you have to be there with them. And at first, you don't think that you're going to know anything, but then you don't even know what they're talking about. But you've seen these people in photos or videos or online. You've heard stories from your significant other, and then you get around them and start seeing them talk, and it's infectious. You get into it.
Yeah, and they're all trading stories, and every one of these stories is like, this is a fun story. Oh, this is interesting.
They sure were, man. No, they were. The stories that they tell here are great. And I promise you, you can sit up here and say that you too are a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air super fan, and they would tell you some things that you never noticed. I didn't notice this, but it was funny as hell when I found out when they were talking about how Will Smith tells a story about how he got there and he's not an actor, and he went into the script and learned everybody's lines.
You can see him mouthing everybody's dialogue.
You can see him. And I guarantee you were too busy looking at somebody else and you didn't notice it. But once you see it, as they say, you can't unsee it.
You don't go to school, Vice Trent?
Oh, sure I do.
Now, people, do not look at young Don Cheadle. I know that you're drawn to that.
Uh-huh.
Do not look at young Don Cheadle. I'm going to rewind a little bit. Look at Will Smith's mouth this whole time.
Oh, sure I do. I've been held back in the 10th grade 3 times in a row.
3 times?
Yeah, see, my motto is, when I find a grade I like, I stick with it.
It's like a ventriloquist act.
I know.
It's like he's throwing his voice and making Don Cheadle talk. People in chat talking about, oh, shit. All these years, I've never seen that. He's sitting over there looking like Mr. Ed.
I mean, it's not surprising because even when it was on, I know you look at it now, but even back when it was on, that first season, I was like, yeah, this Will Smith ain't no actor.
No, he's not. Ain't no actor and trying to act for everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, sure I do. I've been held back in the 10th grade 3 times in a row.
3 times?
Yeah, see, my motto is, when I find a...
You know, at this point, I want Don Cheadle to sit on his lap while he has his hand behind his back.
You're lucky you didn't yell at him like you did Chris Tucker.
Stop blowing my lines, goddammit. Yeah, people, and that is a young Don Cheadle. See, there's other things in here that you don't that you might not know. Like, for those who didn't watch the show, some people are still surprised today to find out that Don Cheadle was on there at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, some
Don,
people don't know.
Don Cheadle was young. He used to pop up in TV shows a lot.
What other shows? Because I
remember
this one. I knew
there was an episode of Night Court where he came in and held the court hostage, or some kind of hostage situation. It was all him. That was the first thing I ever noticed him in.
Yeah, man. You know, so you might notice some things like that, man. You know, you're looking at Don Cheadle like, oh my God, that's a young Don Cheadle. I know he's in here. Little tidbits like that. Little tidbits about some of the other actors. Like, I did not know that Jeffrey, Joseph Marcel, I didn't know that he was actually British.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. No, I thought he was acting, man. I didn't know he was like a Brit. I didn't know like he was another Shakespearean thespian on the set too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I didn't know that. You know him as the butler, Jeffrey. You know, there was one moment in here, he had me laughing though. That's one of the things that we'll say. They do have some cheesy editing in this. They had this brother. Out of all the lines, and he has one of the best lines that stood out to me. I want y'all to notice the editing on this clip right here with Jeffrey.
And he's like, all right, audition in 10 minutes! Audition in 10 minutes! Far out. They did it.
It's like that's the best story that brother ever heard. Far out.
Yeah, you do wonder where did that come from if they inserted it right there.
Man, he was telling a story that they didn't use. They edited that in there. To get there, we had to drive so far out. It's like, brother, you ain't got to act for this. Everybody natural. He's the only one. Far out. And that's when everybody in the room just like, will you settle your ass down?
I mean, it was a great story about Quincy Jones and Will Smith having the audition in front of everybody.
I just mean, even Will Smith started out like, damn, story wasn't that fucking good, man. Come on.
Well, did you notice, like, out of everybody, they do the least with Jeffrey?
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
So maybe somebody was like, man, he's barely in this thing. We just got to insert him in places Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, they just took audio from other stories. Like, they just, stories that they didn't even use in his.
Yeah.
10 minutes! Far out. They did it.
am I right, everybody? Yeah.
Hello? Oh, come on. You guys are assholes.
Somebody said new sub alert. Yeah, man. Far out. I like it. Jeffrey, we listen to your story, man. We'll give you some attention here.
That would be funny. Like, every time he told a story, it just rambled. And like, we can't use any of this. I'm trying, man.
That's why he's looking around the room, because everybody's tuned out. Yeah. Ain't nobody listening.
They got that 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, you still talking? Oh, I love it. But he's cool, though.
No,
he's cool.
He is.
He was so refined doing it. Because that's what I learned. He was British. I said, unless his brother's still acting. Good times to be had by all, right? Good times. he's like Black Alfred. like not that side of the Fresh Prince. I'm like, Dad, you should be working with Batman. Fuck Big Willie, man. You know, what got me, though, on this is that this show is very taken for granted. You take for granted how socially conscious this show was back in the day. You know, for those who remember the lab. See, that's why we say, man, look, for all of you who are all of a sudden surprised and shocked and want to argue over all police, they've been doing that job. Y'all just been complaining. Why on every fucking TV show, except maybe Cosby, you know, every TV show where there's black people, there's always an episode about cops fucking with them.
Listen to me, Carlton. When he comes up, keep your hands on the wheel.
Good evening, Officer Carlton Banks.
Keep your hands on the
wheel. Bam!
Right, exactly. He was trying to attack me. You saw that.
Where you headed?
We're going to Palm Springs. And yourself? Where are you headed this fine evening?
You're like, we dead.
Yeah.
You know, this is back in the 80s. So this is when you had rappers talking about police brutality. You had, you know, everybody thought rappers were just angry and they didn't like cops because they wanted to break the law.
Sure. They said, well, rappers are criminals, so of course they have problems with the police.
Yeah. But, you know, things like the Fresh Prince, You know, they're great for reminder of, like many black properties out there. You know, they addressed issues that other people were freaking out about now, are freaking out about now, or just learning about. You know, if you go through history, man, you know, you go through several sitcoms from several generations mm-hmm. and see that they talk about this stuff. And this was just one of them. But a lot of people remember the laughs. You know, and they were laughing at these things, too. Not saying it's bad.
Right, right.
But they addressed it with humor. And no, and we all kind of took it for granted. I mean, we still do, I think, in a way.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that should be antiquated to where, you know, we're not looking at that anymore, but it's still prevalent.
Yeah. Yeah, man. 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, all those shows, man, we're talking about stuff. I was surprised at how much Alfonso Rivera, man, he was dropping some truth.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about lots. It's great to hear how they talk about how this show was so socially conscious and how even that was kind of a something that happened with the show. They said, man, you know, it's weird how we talked about these things and we were the face of the show, but we were all always not behind the camera. Mm-hmm. We were told where to be, told what to say, told what to do. We weren't even writing our own words.
Yeah, well, but they also talked about how, you know, and it's something I've always thought about is, excuse me, when you're an actor, yeah, you're a puppet. You're told, be here, here's your mark, say this, do that. And how they had a chance just between the week to actually contribute to the content, to say to the writers, like, hey, black people would say this. This is how this would go down.
She did.
Yeah. That little girl would not talk to her father.
She
that
said,
way.
Yeah, when her father would knock her teeth out for saying that. Oh, my God, really? Okay. Well, we don't want to get hurt, do we? Let's change this. Yeah, it was the reason why we take it for granted, because the writing was good enough and the contributions by the cast was good enough that it was a well-balanced show.
Yeah.
You know, you have shows that they either, when they have an all-black cast or black leads, they either have to sway to buffoonery sometimes mm-hmm. or they have to kind of hide the blackness on it. They don't want to bring that up too much. You know, and this difference between something like Martin and Cosby, which I like both those shows, but you know, they're very, very different.
Sure. But especially with Martin, after a couple seasons, it just start getting so silly. Like, what am I even watching?
Black foolishness. Yeah, man. This was goofy, but it was all about keeping, you know, one of the things they highlight with their discussions is that it was all about dignity. No matter how goofy it got, how silly it got, we always had to have a moment to show you that we were all about dignity. And it was a lot of those moments were between Uncle Phil and Will, man, where they had some. This is a classic scene right here where they're not going too hard with black issues. You know, they're not trying to like force it in, but it's a great, some great dialogue from what's his name?
James Avery.
James Avery.
All right, I remind you of where you came from and what you used to be. Now, I don't know, somewhere between Princeton or The Office, you got soft. You forgot who you are and where you came from. You think you're so wise. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Let me tell you something, son. I grew up on the streets just like you. I encountered bigotry you could not imagine. Now, you have a nice poster of Malcolm X on your wall. I heard the brother speak. I read every word he wrote. Believe me, I know where I come from.
And I'm about to show your ass right now.
Now say something else. Yeah.
I don't think he's acting right now. I think something triggered him right there, man. You know, they talk about that because they, you know, I'm showing these clips to give examples because they showed these on the show, but they didn't give me any real clips from the actual reunion. I'm glad they didn't because you should experience it for yourself.
Yeah, you really should. I mean, even looking at that trailer, I was like, stop showing so much.
Yeah. Speaking of Uncle Phil, James Avery, man. Now, here, Martin, this is where we're going to talk. People, if you choose to watch this, I don't care if you've seen the show or you haven't. Brace yourself. I did not expect, because I had heard about Uncle Phil's death, and I watched the show casual like you did. But, man, when they got together and start talking about this, I was like, oh, Lord.
When they start talking about him, not about his death, just just like a tribute of like what he brought to them, how much he elevated them as people.
Yeah.
Oh man, my waterworks started. It caught me off guard, and it just did not stop because they just were talking about what he did for them, and then went into like talking about him being gone and everything. And I was like, God damn,
I know.
I feel like I'm never going to stop crying over this.
And there's those man, they have a moment. And say what you will about Will Smith. I don't care if you like him or not. I like Will Smith. I talk shit sometimes. But Will Smith, there's a moment where he's talking. And again, I don't think he's showboating. He starts breaking down.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, man, I broke down with him.
Yeah.
That's when I was outside. I had to take my ass in the house and run past my wife so she wouldn't see me crying because I'm going upstairs. You okay? Yes. Yeah. This thing is so, for a reunion show.
Yeah.
There's so much emotion here.
There really is.
Ah, man, that thing shook me. People, I'm telling y'all, prepare yourself. You are not going to be dry. You're going to be all soaking wet. You and Big Willie, man. You know, because what it is, they tell these stories. It's just like kind of tribute that you would do for your friend. I mean, our relatives. It's like they're sad, but they don't want to be sorrowful about his death.
Right,
they're telling these stories about...
They're celebrating his life.
And there's the moment that got me is when Will Smith said, man, you know what? What I want to do was I just wanted to make him proud. Mm-hmm. I said, when I got to that set, the biggest thing I wanted to do was just make him proud of me for acting. I didn't want to disappoint, forget me doing it. I didn't want to disappoint him. Mm-hmm. And everybody talks about how, the woman that plays Nuon Vivian, she's like, I love that man.
Oh, yeah. Daphne Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a hard one to get through without crying. If you don't want to, like, look, I'm talking to dudes.
Yeah.
If you don't want your girl to see you looking up there looking like a bitch, then don't watch this in front of them.
Oh, come on. If you can't cry during this, then your girl needs to leave you.
And there's some dudes out there like, man, I can't show her. I ain't no bitch. Goodness. Can't show her. That's her.
She'll give you a pass.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm messing with them out there.
See, you in that toxic masculinity?
Yeah. No, I ain't no bitch. If I did have toxic masculinity, I'd cry at that shit all out. I ain't got nothing left. My masculinity is on the floor back at the house, on the porch.
I mean, and it's not sad. It's just, oh, man.
Man. You crying right along with them, man. Another thing you need to brace yourself for, as I said, Janet Hubert as... OG Aunt V, boy. She's the original Aunt Vivian. You know, a lot of people heard a lot of things about what was happening with her on the show. When she was gone, because she was just gone. Mm-hmm. Like, they ain't even giving no story. All of a sudden, it was like
Bewitched.
It was a reverse Terrence Howard, Don Cheadle. Like, nobody asked where she got her skin peel from, why she turned light skin all of a sudden. Nobody said anything. And there were a lot of rumors where they said that she was causing problems on the set. She was asking for too much money. She was a prima donna. All kind of things were being said about her. And then, there were moments where she felt like Will Smith was not good to her. And if you remember, it was either a year or two ago, she put it out there plainly. It started out as an Oscar talk, but then she just made herself mad.
Oh, yeah.
And it got... And at that point, it got personal, the beefing that she had with Will Smith.
And I seem to recall.
Anytime somebody says, I seem to recall. Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm like, I don't want to hear the rest of this.
20, maybe 6, 7 years ago, 25, whatever it was. Look, I don't even remember. But I seem to remember at option time coming to you and saying, you know what, Will? You're the star of the show. Why don't we all get together? And with you, maybe we could get a little raise. Maybe the network, since the show is such a hit, and you being the star of the show, your influence would help us greatly, like they did on Friends.
not like crab motherfuckers like you. And she, man, this is funny, because she tried to start out dignified.
Mm-hmm.
And that Negro came out in her real quick. Let me play this.
People are hungry. People are starving. People are trying to pay bills. And you talking about some motherfucking actors.
Motherfucking actors. She still tried to say that every five. Motherfucking actors. God damn it. Let me say this, man. When she comes back on, first of all, I think she's in her mid-60s. She looks fine as hell.
Yeah.
She looks good. I'm not even trying to say this some sexual way or anything. I'm saying this out of admiration. She looks fine as hell, man. She has taken care of herself very well. You know, when they found out that she would be at the reunion, everyone couldn't wait to see what would happen with that. And since everybody's looking forward to this part, I'm not going to tell you a whole lot. You won't, because you need to really see that for yourself. But I will say this. You know, when she comes in, everybody gets a better understanding of her. Everybody sees that there's more to the story than what they got. She mm-hmm. just kind of laid silent for a while. All I would say is that, you know, you definitely feel for her when it's said and done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's just reading between the lines. You can see how both people were probably at fault.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because listen, you hear one thing from Will Smith and you hear from one thing from Janet Hubert, and probably in the middle, both of them were wrong.
Yes. Yes. The more this went on, the more I was like, yeah, I can see where both of them were wrong.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the two should have taken a little bit more responsibility.
They still didn't budged.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, said things too.
But I was emotional through that whole thing as
well.
I was
too.
It was, yeah, like I said, we don't want to say what happened, but it was something to experience that. You know, it's probably good that the two of them got together 27 years later. Because in between that time, I don't think this would have gone down anywhere near like it did.
Boy, if that had just been a week earlier,
yeah.
If they had that reunion a week earlier and they invited her to the set, Janet, come on in. You motherfucker! I kill you! Get this bitch off me!
And something I find sad is just looking at it, like with them showing clips.
Yeah.
I was like, she was really good.
She was great.
She was fantastic in that role. And the way they just kind of switched her out like a new razor blade. And, you know, nothing against the second Aunt Viv, but she was just not there.
Well, I think she just had a lot more experience in different parts of the arts. Janet Hubert was, like they said in the reunion, you know, she was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just a lot. I mean, maybe she just was just more of a performer,
yeah.
All around. Yeah, there was, I mean, I ain't going to get this, supposed to be happy, but I'm just saying, yeah, man, you see that and it's like, damn, you kind of wish she had been able to stay.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff like with pregnancy and things that happen too. It was just a lot of bad
just
things.
Yeah, a lot of life stuff happens, mm-hmm. and it's at a point where people are in, like, show business doesn't give a shit about what you got going on in your personal life.
They should don't.
Because if you, they'll say, like, we're all one big family, and the minute you have a problem, they're like, yeah, well, this is show business. So, so either you take care of yours, because we're going to take care of ours.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, and Will Smith was young.
He even said, I was 21, man.
Yeah.
He said, and her, she does have a point. She said, look, there's a lot of things that you probably had over me, even at being 21. She's like, a dark-skinned black woman can't go in there demanding shit like you could.
Mm-hmm.
The star who had Quincy Jones getting his back on things. So, I mean, there's a lot. Look, they both made points, and I think it's, you should see this, but it's just a movie.
There's a point where it's like, it's really not about the blame, though.
No, it's not. They really are just like, look, whatever the bullshit was, let's move on. To see that, it really is moving.
It touched my heart to see that people do that.
Yeah, yeah, I was really into this too, man. Emotionally, I was on the verge of tears with that. You know, there's some things that I actually wish they had on the show, because everybody knows the legendary episode, the one that had everybody crying.
I never cried when I seen clips of it before, when I watched the episode when it happened, but today it got me.
Yeah, man. Watching it today in this context, especially, really moves you. Y'all know the one, man. The "How come he don't want me, man?" scene.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details. Okay?
Yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
Yeah, whatever.
You too. Lou.
I want you to see how quickly this dude leaves. Did you see?
He ain't want to be no father anyway.
Ben Vereen, boy. Ben Vereen became one of the most hated men in America for sitting up there and making Big Willie cry.
How come he don't want me, man?
People say, I better not find his ass on the street. If you notice, after that, really nobody heard about Ben Vereen. He went into hiding, I think. I would have loved
That's not true.
I know. Some people out there like, yeah, where did he go?
Hey, well, he got hashtagged a couple years ago.
Who, by Will Smith?
No.
What happened?
Oh, he had some people, some dancers he worked with come out and say, like, yeah, he was pulling some shit, you know, making advances. And
So he really wasn't,
maybe just step away.
All right. Well, he's actually dressed like that now. trying to hide and shit. Well, that explains that. I was going to say, I wish Ben Vereen had been there, but no, maybe he needs to keep his ass where he is. Because it explains that, because I was like, why is Ben Vereen not here? Because that is such a classic episode.
Well, I also think, I mean, he's pretty old now.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, he might just be too, you know, aged. I mean, you know, not in good shape to get out there. Plus, this is really for the main cast.
Yeah.
They aren't bringing in all the guest stars because there's so many people they could bring in if that was the case.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, Satan. I think they brought in Aunt Vivian after it was done. She didn't want to sit up here and hear all that happy shit.
You're right.
You know why she didn't get to experience that. Y'all was happy times, my worst times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really was about the main cast that was there. And speaking of trying to make it about the main cast and keep it positive, I'm glad that they didn't go in and make this political when they had a fine opportunity to do so. I mean, if there was ever a show that wanted to just add a political moment in there, it was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because it does relate to this moment. And I commend them for resisting the temptation to talk about this guy.
Ron said his client had a rich uncle, but Donald Trump.
I like keeping a low profile.
See, he ain't racist. He was on the Fresh Prince, Mark.
Jesus.
get me out of here with these Negroes.
There's a camera, and so there he is.
You know, he talks shit when he went out to the car.
Yeah. Yeah, the Negroes want me on their program. I figure I'll show up, do them a favor.
Who's this Fresh Prince? Is he black? Why does he have money? You know, this is but they could have done that easily right there, but they didn't. You know, we talk about the social consciousness of the show and the messages behind the show, dignity and all that. And in a way it was kind of, maybe revolutionary is an extreme word, but it definitely did a lot of messages, presented them in ways that other shows, especially with black leads, didn't. But production wise, I think they mentioned, I can't say for sure, but they mentioned that they did some things, on the production end that no sitcom would do. That just wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Breaking the fourth wall. Now, there's certain ways they write characters to break the fourth wall. Sometimes the characters will talk to the audience, but you'll never see the audience really, especially the audience that is there viewing the taping. They have moments where Carlton not only broke the fourth wall, he ran into the audience. Like, these people, they're watching the show, and they kept it in the show.
Uh-huh. That's Scoop, man. How did he do that?
They even asked him, they said, how are you doing that? It's like a reverse dog ass wipe.
Yeah.
It's like a dick wipe. You know? No!
No! Well, no, thank God, no. Oh, no.
Most white person in the back like, shit, they finally lost it. Ha ha ha! He was all on different sets. Will was always looking at the camera. You know, there were moments that they were playing around and even doing the special effects, cheap TV special effects, but doing them, playing around with that.
You know what? Something I didn't realize they did so much. I probably would have watched the show more.
What's that?
Using dummies to throw around.
Man, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I said, Manny. I'm a sucker for a show that uses a fine dummy, man. Uh-huh. They used a lot of dummies on this show. And I mean, going back to some classic Three Stooges type dummies, man. Man, I swear, there's nothing like a good dummy toss, man. Uh-huh. I mean, because I love it when they do a dummy toss. They don't even try to make it look good.
Right.
Like this one right here. when the bad editing is actually part of it. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Come on. Damn.
When is somebody off stage just throwing that shit?
Because the legs get all twisted and bend the wrong way.
And they try to edit to have a person try to lay the same way the dummy landed. And that shit never works.
Benny Hill was the best at that.
Oh, he was. Yeah, man. I tell you, if I did a comedy, I'm telling you right now, the hell with special effects and budget. A dummy got to be in there somewhere. I love a good dummy toss, boy. That shit is nice. You know, I took a TV course in college. It was required if you were going to go into film studies or anything. And, you know, they talked about certain shows that changed television. They talked about certain shows that left a cultural and social impact. And I'm looking at this and I said, man, this would have fit right in.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, this definitely is a groundbreaking show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and like I said, on so many levels, we take that for granted. And I'm not even saying that in a bad way. It's actually to the show's testament that it made you forget a lot of those things. You were having such a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not a fan of the show, I will say it'll be fun and it'll be hard not to be brought into the emotion of this reunion. You know, is it anything special as far as like a full blown movie or anything? No, it's a TV reunion. And I know that this will be kind of tricky because, you know, I do these things all the time, but I will say, man, I have to go in here and look at this on the emotional level that it grabbed me, you know, and if it grabbed me that way, it's definitely going to do something for the people who grew up with this show, love this show, watch the show all the time. I was impressed on that level. Like I said, some weird editing moments in there, some cheesy editing moments as all these things will have, but I give this a low full price. You know, this is going to make me cry and laugh the way I do and make me have memories of the show that I remember that made me feel good. I even watch it religiously. Yeah, they did that job very well. I actually love this a lot, man.
If you hadn't brought this to my attention and said we were going to talk about it, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Just because, like I said, I was a casual viewer of the show. I mean, you know, felt positive towards it, but didn't watch it all the time. But I've also seen reunion shows of shows I've liked and loved. Mm-hmm. And at the end of them, I was kind of like, I don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I still remember what that show was like. This is not that. It's taking me down in clips and memory lane and whatever. I am so glad I watched this. It's one of the best things, at least the way it made me feel, was the best things I've seen all in 2020. I love the way it was put together. The clips are good clips that match the stories or just show mm-hmm. little things and don't feel superfluous or like they're padding out time.
Yeah.
The emotional beats are incredible. And honestly, for me, this is a high price bordering on a Better Than Sex.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think it's one of the best reunion shows that's ever been done.
Wow. Nice, man. Very nice. Yeah, I love this, man.
I mean, just even them rebuilding the old set and having them sit around and talk there. Such a great touch.
When this was done, I dreaded the thought of them having to part ways again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah. I to know that they had to, you know, probably not be able to live this moment again. And there's a good chance of that because they're all older, you know. That's enough to move you.
Most of them still look pretty good.
Oh, they look great.
Especially Tatiana Ali, she looks like she's 20 years old.
How old
is
she?
But she was like, okay, she was 11 30 years ago.
So you're like 41?
Yes.
Wow. No, the whole cast looks good. All of them look good. This, if somebody says, "What is this? What does this mean? This black don't crack." Explain that to me.
Yeah, it's like, just watch this.
Pop this all right here. Yeah, man. Now this is, wow. She does. She looks amazing.
Now here's a question: since the show is so popular, why did it end? Was it Will Smith deciding to leave, or?
I don't know. Luke, do you know this? I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you. That's a good question. But yeah, people, watch it, man. Look, I don't give a damn if you don't watch it. So go watch this. You'll enjoy it. You'll have fun.
But how come he don't want me, man?
I fall into his arms at the end of the scene, and he's holding me, and the shot pans off, and he whispered in my ear, "Now that's acting."